What's the real story about the discovery in the tunnel in Mexico, Ion?
Oh, Bob, I guess you should play him the Portal song now then, since you're on a roll. It's aperture science. They're finding these openings in the ground all over the place that don't seem to go anywhere. It's very wonderful.
August 4th, 2010. Archaeologists have discovered an 1,800-year-old tunnel that leads to a system of galleries 40 feet below Teotihuacan's Temple of Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent in Mexico. This city was built by a relatively little-known culture that reached its height between 100 BC and AD 750. It was abandoned by the time the Aztecs arrived in the area in the 1300s and gave it the name Teotihuacan, which means the place where men become gods. Founded 2,500 years ago and at its zenith between 150 AD and 450 AD, Teotihuacan was home to up to 200,000 people of various ethnic origins and thought to have been larger than any European city at the time, including Rome. Now, Ion, is this accurate, what I've said so far, other than the time?
It will be.
Oh, it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Okay, so we do see a picture of a sinkhole, I think. Is what? That something in the future?
Well, you had to find it out somehow. See, the only reason that Bob has time that's so important that he's trying to always placate into some set of scenarios, the only reason that Bob has time is so that everything doesn't have to happen at once. Otherwise, there'd be no history. It'd all be now. Well, it is now. But then you wouldn't have a future because it'd be in your now, and you wouldn't have a past because it is your now. So if you're confusing timing, which is how everybody shows up, well, not on the same beat, but they show up for Achieve Radio's version of Cash Flow very deliciously. They just hang on at the best place that they can. Now all the portals are open, so you're finding all kinds of things in the earth. Oh, people of the earth. And these things are starting to be found. The better question is how did it lay in the ground all those years and no one ever found it? There's not two grains of sand in the Sahara they haven't sieved through, and they're still finding tombs from pharaohs. They found more pharaohs, and there's been time enough for pharaohs to serve, and they're still finding the devils.
You just said, we found this. We're finding the future. Is that what you're saying? We're finding the future?
You're finding the now. You're finding the now.
But you said it's not happened yet.
It's happening. You said it's what we just said accurate, and we said it will be.
Okay, it's happening now, and did it happen in our past?
No.
Are we experiencing it now? Where's the 200,000 people?
They're on their way.
Imagine presenting these papers at some archaeological, you know, professional society.
Well, it'd be fabulous. It'd be fabulous. You know why, Bob? Because they look at their own paperwork and look and see what was, and they can't explain half of what they find. So it's as illogical a progression as the ancient Samaritan Hebraloids coming in directly probe the unsuspecting human. So it's all valid.
Okay, so the article says, but sometime in the 7th or 8th century, it was set ablaze, probably as a result of an insurrection and abandoned. That will happen?
Yes.
Archaeologists suspected the existence of a hidden tunnel after a heavy rainstorm in 2003 caused the ground to sink at the foot of the Temple of Quetzalcoatl. They reached the roof of the tunnel last month, 40 feet below the surface. They lowered a small camera into the 12-foot-wide corridor, which had been carved out of the rock and which was closed about 1,800 years ago when the inhabitants of Teotihuacan threw large stones in to block its access. No one has gone in since then. The camera showed the tunnel appearing to extend about 120 feet of the 350 feet it is estimated to have in length before it is blocked by a wall or mound. Ground-penetrating scan images found the tunnel extends beyond the blockage and ends in a large chamber that measures 33 feet on each side, lying almost directly beneath the Temple of the Feathered Serpent. Two smaller chambers appear on either side of the rough-hewn corridor. Is this city underneath? What are we talking about?
Yeah, what?
The whole thing is underneath. That's why we said it's top portals that open up that have no end. They still haven't found the end. There's two more sub-basements below that, Bob.
You know, a long time ago, we had a story in Mongolia or something, and this place with all these tunnels. Remember that, James? That whole city?
Yeah, that's right.
Why are the people living underground, or wasn't... No, they aren't living there. Why are they going to live in this underground situation?
Oh, it'll be fun. It's kind of humid in that area, so it's a nice place. It's about a constant 53 degrees, so it's like instant air conditioning.
You said a minute ago that there were portals. Portals to other worlds? You said that word portals.
Yeah. That's why we say maybe you should play the portal ending, Aperture Science.
Because
this is a town that's been there supposedly for thousands and thousands and thousands of years that nobody's been there. Now, how did anybody know that nobody's been there? That's the better fun question. But that nobody's been to, and then all of a sudden they found these perfectly carved corridors that they're looking with their radar, sonar, see if there's something behind the great big stone block. And then they find another place and another place and another place and another place, and it's starting to open up. And then they're just confounded that all this was, and then they start pontificating on what it must have been like back then, like they happy know. And then they accuse us of being cheeky with information. So, regardless, they found this thing that's been there all this time, and apparently it hasn't rained since 2003, that all of a sudden now that the rain, the earth would give up their booty to show off this wonderful thing that is in your now. Oh, but it's kind of interesting, because they're soon going to figure out how to carbon date these etchings and carvings in the walls, and they're going to find out that they're not thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. And then they're going to go, WTF, OMG, this is carved now.
And they'll say, my gosh, Ion was right. This appears to be an elaborate underground system. What was the purpose of this underground network?
Condos.
It's the purpose of the future purpose. It's not was, it will be purpose.
So they're trying to say it was a tomb for the leaders, but...
Yeah, it says here, all the signs point to it being a ruler's tomb. Archaeologists and conventional literary wisdom, Sergio Chavez Gomez said, including the rich offerings tossed into the tunnel at the moment it was closed up. Almost 50,000 objects of jade, stone, shell, and pottery, including ceramic beakers of a kind never found before at the site.
Ooh.
And Ion just said all the stuff they'd find, James. I didn't even read that far of the article. He predicted what I would say. That's blatant ESP. What purpose did these objects serve, and why are they in this location?
For your now, so you can find and validate and vindicate your now in this timeless arena of timing experience.
Experts say a tomb discovery would be significant because the social structure of Teotihuacan remains a mystery after nearly 100 years of archaeological exploration at the site, which is best known for the towering pyramids of the moon and the sun. No depiction of a ruler or the tomb of a monarch has ever been found, setting the metropolis apart from other pre-Hispanic cultures that deified their rulers. Now, that's it. That would prove maybe it's not part of that culture, right, James?
Yeah.
But what it means is that they've been pining to find a ruler, and they finally created one that they could find. Is that right?
Of course, of course. And they have to have a reason, and they hadn't found one till now. So up until now, they've been lost and done, or so we read from publications from Barnes & Noble.
Now, Carolyn, what the heck happened there? They're not saying that they found a tomb of a monarch.
Well, do you remember when Ian talked about in Egypt that things would show up when the archaeologists kept thinking, well, there should be something here, and they would attract it or create it.
But look, I understand that the archaeologists scoured every grain of sand over there in Giza.
Yeah, so they should have found everything.
Right.
And when something shows up, it's because they created it.
No, I understand someone from the future put it there. Now, we could say that the future obliged the present-day archaeologists. But let's see, Ion, isn't it just people from the future playing pranks on us to wake us up?
Bob, when's the future?
Oh, Jesus. See, you can't make a sentence with this guy.
Rabbit hole.
We have to announce, James, this is non-physical, from all time and space and beyond and inside and outside, inspired everything, wrote the book of everything. And for those that can perceive it, it's damn blatant physical. We got to add that proviso.
Well, exactly, because it is in your physical, because everybody's sitting around tweeting about it. They never tweeted about it before, and now they're tweeting about it, so it is. But up until it was, then it couldn't be, then the future. It's why they have to conjugate verbs, because you can't figure it out. To be, to is, to now, the past pluperfect tense of a verb. Why you got to have 27 tenses for conjugation of a verb? Because there is only now, and your perspective is gauged in that position regarding. Now, that has to do with timing, It has everything to do with the false creation of time. It's about like hell. Humans got aggravated with it and created it. Therefore, it is.
So you said a bunch of incomprehensible garble about time now thing. What's that got to do with what the question was that I asked him, which was the planting from the future into the past of the Egyptian tombs, it's because the archaeologists are yearning to find more?
What's happening is, the example that we'll give, is archaeologists have been combing the Giza Plateau. Now, they are real thorough with the Giza Plateau. And then one fine day, they're bumping around, and they find this wooden ship touching the base of the biggest pyramid in Giza. Akhenaten's tomb, they found a wooden ship perfectly sitting there, brand new, paint still on the ship, so they had to build a building over it to protect it. And all they've dug, all they've going after, every little block of treasure and every little scarab they can scratch up to sell for a penny or a dollar or a pound, and then they find this great big wooden ship just all of a sudden, and bam, there it is, right there at the behind the Sphinx, right there, just sitting there all along, and they hadn't looked there on the Giza Plateau for Pete's sake.
So where did it come from?
It came from now, meaning the desires of the archaeologists or tourists for something. That part of the now.
I like that. It came from now.
What good did it do you before you found it?
It came from our now because we desired it. Why does Ion for a year say it came from the future? Is that just a word before we got it? That is an aspect of our now?
Yeah, we also used to sort it out into three kingdoms, but those that are coming into their place of power aren't finding that very useful. They realize now they can just throw all the laundry in the same thing and wash it all together. They don't have to have separation of the baskets. But see, this isn't pre-K anymore, and all our new listeners, please be mindful. You may just want to step away quietly, and we certainly understand. This is kind of hard. But if you're interested, engage, but don't put too much significance in any of this. Just kind of go with it. It's perfectly fine. You'll figure it out or not. It's all right. We love you even so. But the old school that has had this exposure and they're noticing, actually starting to pay attention to the anomalies that are hanging around, these hanging chads, these vicissitudes that you're trying to placate into a platitude, well, they're starting to come into their notion that there is a lot of interesting quandaries, not Quantico, although that's a quandary too, but lots of issues that kind of are bouncing around that are more unexplained than they are explained. And they're getting done with that. They want some, Lucy, you got some explaining to do. Well, once you come bring it all back into one great big hamper where all the dirty clothes are, the now, then you don't have to separate it into the three kingdoms, and you therefore then you back to the future starts making very relative normal sense.
So, Ion, would you say the following term is old school? Triangulation?
If you can't remember, yes.
But if you require memory, you need to use it. Require it.
No, if you lay conduit in a different place of your mind where that's not a deal breaker for you, then you no longer have to triangulate because you won't wonder, you'll know, and you won't depend on your long or short-term memory because you know that's failing. It's changing. It's washbish. They've been looking for it all these years and never found it. Well, if you've been looking for it for a couple thousand years, either you're a piss-poor looker or you weren't really looking for it. Okay? Because, you know, the jungle reclaims much. Many temples, many artifacts, many realities, but nothing is ever uncreated. So in your spans of nouns that stack up, there's all kinds of things being opened up that were always there, that will always be there, and much, much you'll just find, and you'll only validate when you find it.